Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning. Peace and blessings. Welcome to Flavor Coffee House. Come on in, sit down. I've got the tea going and some coffee brewing. And, you know, let's just share a little time together as we enter into what is known as the Hump Day, Wednesday. How are you doing? It is pouring down rain here in Seattle, Washington. Oh, my goodness. Isn't this springtime? Like beginning to move into summertime? I don't know. I think we kind of forgot about it. We get a little taste here and a little taste there, and even sometimes in the same day of sunshine and rain, you know. But what can I say? It's beautiful and green outside, right? So anyway, blessed to wake up this morning and be able to take that first breath. So I hope that you're doing well. Thank you for stopping by the coffee house. I like to just, you know, do this particular show so that I can just, you know, wish you a good day, wish you a good rest of the week. Last week I had some technical difficulties, but thanks to my computer expert, Rob, he came by yesterday and worked on my computer. So hopefully everything is going to run smoothly. So far when I turned it on today, I didn't see those funky little pop-up thingies. So I think it's looking good. So anyway, I'm doing things a little bit different, you know, with Flavor News. You know, sometimes the light goes off and says, you know what, you got to do this differently. It's not working. You're putting in a lot of work, and all. And so I'm working on making some changes for the Flavor News movement. I'm working on some changes on my website. Some things I've deleted off of there, some things I'm going to push over and promote off of my blog, which is on WordPress under Flavor Coffee House News, and all. And yes, I deleted a bunch of artists off of my music board here on Flavor News Radio. I did. I really am trying to build a win-win. And I struggle, and I talk about it all the time. What does that look like? And to me, it is about supporting each other, whether it is helping to spread the word, whether it is financially stepping up and supporting a project. I've put a lot of money in over the years to do what it is that I do. Really would love to grow a Flavor News Grant Foundation to support independent artists' projects. I've done it in the past, and it's a good feeling to be able to, you know, help some artists out, you know, with something that goes towards them completing a project. I also really dream and believe it's going to take place. I want to put together a Flavor Fest. I've been talking about it for a couple years now. I have the vision in my mind of what it would look like. And to be honest, right now, I've got capabilities for a lot of things across the United States, even across the globe. The bottom line is the money's not there. So, you know, I need to find a way, you know, to establish a foundation, a financial foundation for Flavor News to work from so that I can implement some of the capabilities that I have right now. So if you're interested and you want to work with me in building a win-win, you know, contact me at admin@flavornews.com. Let's talk about it. Just let me know that you're interested. As I kind of develop the plan of action, I will let people know that. But I just want to know if you're interested. And you can be an artist. You can be a small business owner that supports artists. You could be just a fan and want to be a sponsor, if you want to advertise, you know, all those kind of people, you know, we need you. We need you. And I'm blessed I have people that are just fans that are a part of the movement. I've got some small business owners that are a part of the movement. So I'd love to hear from you. And let's just, you know, help continue, you know, building. This isn't about me. This isn't about me going shopping and buying leopard print. This is about building something that's good, that is in support of other people, and continuing, you know, to support really quality music and artistry. This isn't just about music. It's about all art forms. And I just want to get out there and just, you know, help recognize the talents that have come my way, and I want to spread them and help them come your way too. So I'm scrolling down my list, and you know what? I've got some new music. I believe that I uploaded it, but I may have not. I'm going to play a piece by my dear friend out in Detroit, Michigan. This is Melvin Chenault, and I'm going to play Peace and Hair Grease. That man can play. That man can play. There's some YouTubes up of Melvin Chenault just playing, you know, improv to, you know, different places. You need to check him out. That finger work that he's got going on, I don't know how he does it, but absolutely amazing. I want to play a piece by my dear friend, my business partner, and, you know, the CEO of Marlex Records that you see me advertise. This is a piece off of his brand new CD. It's called Silent Eyes by Mark Van Clagett. Silent Eyes by Mark Van Clagett off of his new release called Emerald Drive. You can find out more about that at markvanclagett.wordpress.com. It's available on cdbaby.com, and now it's up on marlexrecords.com. So check it out, support his project, you know, and that particular project supports Flava News Radio too. So, you know, please keep that in mind. I want to take you down to, let's see, I want to take you down to California. I haven't played a piece by my girl Ava Lehmert in a minute, so let's see. I'm going to play Pushin' by Ava Lehmert.
You're going to face some challenges. People are going to say that you're wrong. How do you answer? How do you face those challenges? Rise above. Show love, compassion, strength, honor. Honor those that sacrificed all so you could have life. Find your voice. You have no choice. Sacrifice.
don't give in. People gonna see a lot of things to bring you down. Some will tell you to quit, just get out of town.
Exciting guest. I just fell in love with her new album. It's called The Yes Feeling. And this artist I first saw perform on the stage at Soul Factory out in New York. I feel like I was there in person, but of course I had to watch it over Gander TV. And Richard Johnson puts on an absolutely amazing show the last Saturday of every month at the Drome in New York City. You need to check it out. Really high quality indie artists. Really high quality, well put together shows. And so anyway, I first experienced Honeybee La Rochelle on stage at Soul Factory. And I was talking to a dear friend of mine and mentor out in New York, and he's like, you really need to connect with her, you know. And so I'm like, yeah, I was digging her, you know, when I saw her on the show. And so I reached out to her to see if she wanted to be a part of the Flava News movement. And she was very gracious, you know, said yes, yes, yes. Turns out she's up there in Canada, in Vancouver, Canada, just above Seattle, about 3 hours away, an exciting artist. So I want to play a piece off of her brand new CD. It's called The Yes Feeling. She's going to be debuting it in London on June 1st. And this is called Heaven by Honeybee La Rochelle.
Oh,
Rochelle with Heaven off of her The Yes Feeling CD. And again, she's debuting that over in London, I believe, on June 1st. How exciting. I was so excited to meet her and just really sit down and listen to her music. And she's got diversity, you know, in her sound. So you'll be hearing more and more of her music here on Flava News Radio. And actually, I'm going to be scheduling to have her step on the leopard carpet with me. So please stay tuned for that. I hope you're feeling good. I hope this music is just kind of uplifting you. It's uplifting me as I sit here and watch the rain come down. So, you know, music can help set a tone, help set a mood, you know. And I think that's the power in the art. If you didn't listen to my show last Saturday, you know, we had experienced a great, great show at the Triple Door with Black Stacks, Clientele, Sister Love, Orestes Petty. I finally got to meet him. What an amazing man. But to see this collective of artists come together in support of education and our youth of Taft Academy and STEM program, it was really exciting. It was a beautiful, just a beautiful experience, and it was kind of like going to church, you know, with me being a minister's daughter. You know, we always had to be the last ones leaving the church, you know. We just is. Everybody wanted to have some kind of words with my daddy, and that's how it felt, you know, at the Triple Door. We didn't want to leave. People wanted to keep talking, and it's really honestly the first time I heard artists, all the artists involved, just saying, what a great experience. Hopefully sometime soon I'll be able to release the videos of Black Stacks performance, but I've got a couple up of Clientele performing and then a video up of Sister Love with Dwayne Knox and Orestes Petty. So go check that out on my YouTube. It's under Susan Koshy, Lady Flava. I don't know why it made me put my government name, as it's called. But anyway, go check me out on YouTube. I've got some great videos up that I took. You know, not fancy videos, but you know what? If nothing else, I tell people, you can tell that I'm passionate about, you know, artists and being able to find ways to showcase them. So that's just another way over there on my YouTube. I want to play another track. And this is a new one that came my way. I just heard it the other day. This is by Brian Christopher and Micah Cavalier. I'm sorry if I pronounced that wrong, but this is In the Groove.
Let's go, baby.
In the groove with you, baby, all right.
All right, Brian Christopher and Michael Chevalier with In the Groove. So it's Wednesday, you know, the middle of the day, that hump day, and, you know, it's raining here in Seattle, Washington. I hope you are having better weather than we are, you know, out here. I'm okay with the rain. I really am okay with the rain, you know, because it keeps our air clean. It keeps us green out here. But there is nothing like sunshine and clear skies in Seattle when that happens, you know. And this is springtime, you know. I'm really, really hoping that maybe even today that this rain just kind of shrivels up, dries up, and evaporates and all that good stuff, and some sun comes out. But one thing we've learned in living in the Pacific Northwest, we cannot depend on the sunshine to come out to make us feel good. So, you know, we got to make that sunshine within ourselves. And sometimes, you know, experience art is just the perfect way to do that. That's why I advocate so tough when it comes to, you know, experiencing and supporting amazing talents that are out there. Yes, I support only underground, independent, unknown artists on all art forms, all genres that are quality. I'm making some changes to the Flava News movement and how I'm going to maneuver with Flava News, because you know what? We got to move this bull. We can't stand still. We can't stand still. There's growth to be had in what we do through Flava News, and together we can do it. We really can do it. So if you want to be a part of the Flava News movement, just send me an email showing me that it's your interest. Put in the subject line FNM so that I know that you're contacting me about the Flava News movement. And it can just be a simple email that says, hey, I'm interested, you know. And as I finish out this week, I should, by June 1st, have all the information up of what I'm exploring and how to make this move forward. I've got a project that I'm going to connect to Flava News, which I'm really thrilled. Thanks to my dear friend Lost Soul out there in the ATL putting this in my head. And I'll make more of an announcement as I kind of solidify how I want to go about this project. But anyway, I'm excited about making some moves. Oh, I see my baby girl called in. Let me open up her line. Good morning, Erica. How are you, baby?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm not bad. I've been working steady and hard, but I am not bad this morning despite the rain outside and having little sleep these days. What's going on with you?
I am busier than before. I just became a host of a TV show called The Breezeway 510, located out here in Berkeley, California.
Okay.
And it's going to be on Channel 28 in Berkeley. And then it's also going to be on YouTube and Vimeo. And the producer is looking into other channels to bring, you know, to distribute it. And then I also partnered up with this one team, that this group on Facebook. It's called Blood, Sweat, Tears, and Ink.
Okay.
And it's basically a platform. It's a community where they promote artists and community information, health information, pretty much just a collaborative of things that have to do with, you know, bettering the community, providing a free platform for artists to promote their music and projects and things like that. So I'm in charge of a segment called Mic Check that will be on every Sunday between 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, because, of course, I'm on the West Coast. And it's basically just music. They want me just to post all music content and ask questions and things like that. So I'm kind of excited to add those two. And I need to pick your brain a little bit, because I've decided to start my own reality program.
Okay.
And I've been practicing with that. It's going to be called Readism Reality. And it'll be on radio and video. And I think my twist on my concept of how I want to run it is very different than the norm. So it's not ready for launch yet, but that's what's going on in the works. But that's all I got, other than just still the radio and open mic and stuff. But yeah.
So tell people about your radio shows and the open mics too.
Oh, okay. So the radio shows that I'm on are After Hours Radio and Sideshow Radio, and they are both on KPFA in Berkeley. It's a community-based radio station, so it's, you know, we are provided donations from the community, you know, our funders, and that's how we're able to go. So we don't have the big wigs like Clear Channel and all of them. Like it's the community's radio station. And Sideshow is strictly dedicated to hip hop, and After Hours is strictly dedicated to R&B, neo soul, jazz, blues, poetry. And we, on both shows, we honor small businesses too. So we welcome artists and small business owners to come down and, you know, they can go ahead and promote themselves on our shows and share what they do. And our shows are archived. We have them on our websites as well. And then we reshare them on the actual Facebook pages that they have. And Sideshow is on every other Friday. Well, it's like Friday, Saturday. So, you know, when you go out on Friday night and come home on Saturday. So it's kind of at that.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of at that cusp. So it's like
right.
at midnight, and then we end at 2 a.m. So we like during club hours.
And then
After Hours is really in the middle of the night. So After Hours is the opposite weekend of Sideshow on Sunday mornings. From 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. and both Pacific Standard Time. And the open mic that we do is a connect. I have friends who own a bar in San Francisco, and they host an open mic where it's called Revolver. And it's called Revolver because the concept is there is a live band called Rebel Alliance. They are an amazing group of people. These guys, each band member can play the other instrument. So during the Revolver, they revolve around the instruments and they each take turns. And then with the artists that come in, it's like a big cipher. So they revolve the mic around with each artist. And we have B-boy dancers. If DJs want to come in, they can revolve around and switch out. And then we also have drink specials where we have revolver shots. So you can get 6 shots, just like in a revolver gun, you get 6 shots for $20. So it's the whole time, and it's free to enter. It's free to enter, and if anyone is listening and you want to come, it's on June 5th in San Francisco. The show starts at 10 o'clock. It's at Showdown Bar. The address is 10 6th Street between Market and Mission. It starts at 10. We go till about 1 a.m. in the morning. It kind of just depends on the vibe. Because sometimes the energy is so high that we go till sometimes 2. It just really all depends. And we, you know, the radio crew, we come, we take pictures. If we're able to catch video, we catch video and make, you know, a video for it. But it's really a lot of fun. We encourage all artists of all genres, whether you sing R&B or jazz or scat on the mic, you know, create something on the mic. But just come and be a part of it. And it's not all hip-hop. This band can play all kinds of music. So We don't want to discourage people who can sing and think that it's only hip hop, and it's not that. It's open to all, and it's really a lot of fun. And yeah,
it sounds like you guys have fun down there. Girl, you made me tired just running off your list. I swear,
I know.
This is when it makes me feel like I'm such an old lady. I can't keep up with you. And, shoot, I'll be trying to think about taking naps in between my days in between projects, even though the sleeping's not working. But when I think about all the things that you're doing, I'm like, yes, we'll just leave that to baby girl down there in the Bay Area. She can handle all of that. But it's exciting. And I think the one thing that I really appreciate about you, when you get involved, you're very passionate and you're very committed, you know, to the process and what needs to take place with the success of anything that you get involved with. So I can't wait to hear about, you know, the television shows. I love hearing about the radio shows. But, you know, now you've got, you know, some new concepts and ideas for this reality thing. So, yes, we'll have to definitely talk about all of that. But, you know, sometimes I think, Erica, we got to sit back and just see, you know, what it is that, you know, we're good at, you know, and how we can best support others and continue to feel good about what we're doing. And I think you've done that, you know, in the time that I've known you. And I think that's a good thing. I think it's a good thing. I think you can never really stand still or there's no movement, you know. I think that we always have to figure out, you know, how we can grow and what we can do that's better, you know, at what it is that we desire. And I would say that to any artist out there, you know, because I think sometimes even artists just kind of stand still and don't put a new twist in how they promote or in their artistry or whatever it is. And I think that when you kind of keep us on our toes and all that, that's when people pay a little bit more attention, because we always want something that's going to stand out and say, oh, okay. You know, that's why I was, like, excited when I connected with Honey Bee La Rochelle the other day. I was like, oh, my God, this album is absolutely amazing. There's a gentleman by the name of Larry Johnson. I had just saw him on a video, and he sent me a piece the other day that I listened to last night, and a guitar player, and I'm like, oh, that's amazing, you know. And so I think when you can just kind of experience new things, it just kind of keeps the excitement in our lives. So that's very, very cool what you got going on down there. So I don't know if you heard, I deleted a bunch of music off my music board here at Flavor News Radio. That's not going to be heard anymore, which I'm really okay with.
Okay.
Which I'm really okay with, because, you know, I'm going to really, really try to move in the direction of win-wins with artists, and, you know, what that's going to look like to be a part of what I do. This isn't about me getting paid by an artist, you know, giving me a dollar or $5. I don't work for a dollar or $5. I don't, you know, but if I can create something that people really, really believe in and want to support and know that together we can make a difference and pull this all together, you know, I think it'll work. I do. And I was having a long conversation with a colleague the other day in regards to why, you know, what direction I wanted to go, how I'm going to build win-wins. And, you know, he was saying, you know what, even if you had five artists just to play, left on Flavor News Radio. You could play their tracks. You could talk about them. You could still have a full show with just five artists. I guess he was trying to hint Erica that I talk a lot. But, you know, I'm a really would be okay, you know, if it went that direction, because I want to support people that it matters that I support them. I think I got a little tired of being taken for granted. And putting in a lot of work, because I wake up in the morning, you know, doing Flavor News things, and I go to sleep at night doing Flavor News things. And so this is something I take really serious. And, of course, I want to turn it into a real money-making business so that I can grow what it is that I do in support of artists. You know, it's really not about me going shopping and buying clothes and shoes, you know. It's about being able to put money right back into the business to grow it, because it's at the point that I can set up shows all over the United States, even into Europe and Africa, you know. But it takes money to do those things. It takes money to fly places. It takes money, you know, because I want to be able to support artists in some of covering some of their expenses to be able to do these things. You know, it costs money for promotional tools. I mean, it just costs money, you know, and for anybody to think that you can do it strictly off of just pure passion, it's crazy, you know, and I've been, you know, investing in this for a long time of my own personal money. And so I think that, you know, we need to go in a direction where, you know, either artists help absorb the expenses by donating $1 or $5 or whatever they can to building this or working on projects with me that can help build a revenue to better support them. I would love to go in the direction of a 24-hour station someday. You know, as I said earlier in the show, I want to do my grant foundation to be able to help fund some projects for artists again, because I did it a few years ago, and it was really a good feeling. But again, that was more so off of my own money that I supported the projects. And so, you know, it just kind of sucks how things are set up, but investors and sponsors don't get involved unless they know you have a means of bringing in money and they know that you have a true following. And so, and I understand that. I really do, because they don't want to just throw money away and just, you know, put it out there for you to take a chance with their investment. And so I totally understand that, but it wasn't part of that business part that I really thought about. Like, I know people who have the capability of getting involved, you know, and they haven't. And I'm like, okay, why haven't they gotten involved? And now I'm beginning to understand. You know, I haven't proven that I have a means to bring in money based off of what I do. You know, I don't charge artists except for the clients that I have. And, you know, right now Monica Monet, Mark Van Claggett, and Black Stax are who – you know, pay me to work for them, but also in that money that they pay me to do the work for them, it pays to support Flava News and Flava News Radio. So anyway, I am excited. I felt really good about deleting all that music off of my board. I did. It felt like kind of like a fresh start, and sticking with the artists that have really, really shown me an interest that I play their music, and, you know, to find a way of you know, taking this to the next level. So, you know, with that said, I am going to debut a brand new song. She told me I could start playing it. I think I'm going to debut it this morning, even though she's not going to release it until May 4th. This is Monica Monet with a brand new track called Feelings.
I really want to know, but I can't let them know how my hands sweat.
debuted Feelings by Monica Monet. That's going to be on her up-and-coming EP called Conversations with Monica Monet. What'd you think of that track, Miss Erica Reed?
Impressed, as usual, by Miss Monet. I wish we could play that on Sunday.
Let me ask her if she'll give me permission to send it to you.
Okay. Chill and I, we definitely pay attention, and he has more control over the music selection than I do. I'm more of like just a recruiter, but him and the other engineers, that's their job. So he definitely puts some of the artists that you feature on your shows on our shows. So I know for a fact we've played Monica and we've played Paris, and then we played Jerome, and so those three I know for sure that we played.
Okay.
So yeah, I really like that song. It is so pretty. It's something about her voice and her sound where it's just pretty. Like, you just envision, like, just a pretty picture. Like, oh, I'm so pretty.
And it's so funny because this particular track, you know, I've had the opportunity to have her sing bits and pieces as she was writing it to me on the phone. And I'm like, okay, so when are you going to finish it? And when do I get to hear the whole thing? So I was really, really excited about it, you know, because there's always a story behind a song, you know. And so, of course, when it comes to Monica, you know, she writes about her life experiences. So it made me smile when the final product was created. And the producer on this is actually Mudd's Music out of the ATL. So I'm really excited, you know, to hear the rest of the music that's going on this particular EP. But Monica's going to release this song as a single on June 4th. And so we're really excited about that. So, you know, if you see me promoting this particular track on Facebook or the social networks, help spread the word. That's what I'm about. Help spread the word. If you love the artist and you know anything about their sound or, you know, their artistry, help spread the word, because there are amazing talents that come my way. I recognize that not everybody, you know, has the same taste, which is okay. But if you see somebody that I'm promoting about, hit that share button. It's as simple as that, because I can promote them in front of my network, and then you can promote them in front of your network. And if you reach out to the artists, you know, at this level, they're going to know your name. You know, they're going to appreciate you if they're good artists, you know, for helping them. And this is what they need, you know, is to get in front of more people and have those potentials and opportunities to grow who they are and to expand, you know, their listenership or the experience of more people. Some artists aren't striving for, you know, mass notoriety, which is okay, you know, but a good portion of the artists that at least I support here on Flava News Radio have that desire. They have their business, you know, packaged down, you know, EPKs, pitches, they just have everything down and ready to go the next level. So that's one of the things that I strive for. But baby girl, thank you so much for calling into the show today. This is a short one today, and you mentioned Paris Tune. So I think I'm going to close out today's show with a track that is produced by Paris Tune, and this is Cree Smooth with his piece, Ordinary Man.
Your fantasies, You make me feel like the man my family intended me to be. Vision of the way that I'm about to touch you, girl. Place your hands inside mine. See how perfect they fit, babe. A birth of a true miracle is about to happen. Can I get a witness?
Much respect for Paris Tune. Have to give him a shout out. I appreciate you, Paris, all the support that you give me through Flava News. I look forward to the future projects that we're going to be working on, the amazing talents that you support. You know what? All the music that is coming out of Paris Tune Cam's I debut here on Flava News Radio. I've got more music I need to upload from Paris Tune Studio, so stay tuned for that. But I'm blessed. I'm very blessed to have some amazing people in my corner from around the world, actually around the world, and want to, you know, help me, you know, take this to the next level and have more capabilities and build a financial foundation. So I want to thank everybody. I want to thank everybody who watches the Coffee House shows. This is the top listened to show that I do here on Flava News Radio between Morning Coffee with Flava and Flava Coffee House online radio style. They actually top the shows that I just play music on. So I thank you around the world for paying attention. I thank you that my international fans, it's growing and growing and growing. I do this because I love artists. I do this because I'm so passionate. And, yeah, sometimes I'm pretty open and honest. You know, I share my frustrations about what I think and feel, you know, and what seems right in my mind, I'll express. You know, of course, it's just my opinion. But if nothing else you don't get from me, know that I really, really believe in artists. And I'm passionate about, you know, exposing them to as many people as I can so they can take things to the next level. So we meet here at the Coffee House every Wednesday for Morning Coffee with Flava, and it's just kind of my way to just greet you, spend a little bit of time with you on early on a Wednesday morning, and then we come back on Saturdays to do Flavor Coffee House online radio style. I am going to put my schedule up starting June 1st of other shows that I'm going to be doing. And I'm really excited because I've got Olara Runga that's going to be stepping on the leopard carpet with me. He's out touring with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis right now. And he is the trumpeter for Black Stax. And so I'm going to be having him come on the leopard carpet. You know, he actually has leopard pants. I wonder if I can get him to wear his leopard pants while he's on the leopard carpet with me. And then I'm going to be having Honeybee La Rochelle, you know, step on the leopard carpet with me also. So I'm going to be scheduling those shows. I've got a Season Soul show that I'm going to be started. I've got some great music that my girl Neo Soldier is sharing with me that will go on that show. And the beautiful thing about Flavor News Radio is I've got relationships with other radio stations, and we're beginning to share artists' music with each other so they can gain a little bit more exposure through the sponsorships of who we are and who we support. So stay tuned for that show. And, of course, the music's not just going to go on Season Soul, but it's so appropriate for that. I'll be starting back my listening parties and some other shows that just is geared towards playing music and me not talking so much. So take care. God bless. Make the rest of this week and day, you know, a beautiful experience, and, you know, help spread the love for the artists that you support in your area or on your network. So take care, God bless, and this is where we meet every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great day.